Bob a little more like it, 60 minutes?
Yeah, it's got to be that way against this team, and I think the Kings came out and did exactly what they had to do. They were on the body right from the start, and they never let up. They threw body checks. They were good on the face-offs. Didn't win the face-offs in the first period, but at the end of the game, they did, and there were some important face-offs won by guys that don't always move in there and take a lot of them. Trevor Lewis wins a face-off and leads to a goal by Voinov, and he won the draw from Joe Thornton, who I think won 20 and lost 9 face-offs in the game. So that's impressive, and of course, like Jim Fox was mentioning, the wingers really helped out tonight. Everybody battled along the boards, and Kopitar gets a goal, and you know, feels good about that, I'm sure. And then, of course, Jonathan Quick sets a club record, 27th career playoff win, moves one ahead of Kelly Rudy, and another shutout. He came in best in the playoffs in goals against, best in save percentage, and now he's best in shutouts.
So am I crazy to say that hits were the key to this game? It was dominating. It was 51-24 Kings, and I thought Dustin Brown probably had 25 of them. I mean, it seemed like.
Yeah, there were a lot of guys that chipped in with multiple hits, for sure. A lot of times when you look at hits, you think, well, they hit because they didn't have the puck, so they had to hit the other team who had possession of the puck. We didn't feel that was the case tonight.
Yeah.
The Kings were throwing the body around, taking hits, even though they had possession of the puck and were making plays. And they made San Jose pay whenever they tried to come up the ice along the boards. A couple of really, really hard hits by Matt Green. And it's so good to see him back in that lineup.
I talked about the game. He was really excited just to be heavily involved as he was. How about always you hear the best players have to be your best players? And tonight, they were.
They were, and I know San Jose feels that their best players did not have their best game. So I know people say, oh, that's a cliche. Well, it's a cliche because most times it's true. You get into games, the guys who are your best players all year have to step up. And the Kings are going to have that again in Game 6 in San Jose. That is not an easy place to win. Kings have found that. I think they've lost 7 straight up there in San Jose. And their backs are against the wall. San Jose can't afford a loss. So you know that is going to be a battle on Sunday.
And 79% is the number. Teams who win Game 5, right?
That's right. But the Kings turned that around after losing the first two against St. Louis. So,
by the way, ask the Ducks what they think of that number.
Yeah,
right.
So you can't always go on those percentages. But the Kings, can they play this way 2 games in a row? We'll see. You know, we're talking about Kopitar needing some rest, as Daryl Sutter said. He played more minutes than any forward, 22 minutes and 15 seconds tonight, and he was very effective. So I think the switching of lines around gave San Jose a little bit more to think about, somebody on every line that they had to be wary of, and it worked out. So the big thing is, you know, you play a tough physical game like this, and you come back and do it in their building, and that's going to be what's going to tell the tale.
And you do get an extra day's rest here, too, within that
right.
schedule. That helps.
Yeah, Kings won't go until Saturday up to San Jose and then play on Sunday either 5 in the afternoon or 7 at night, okay. So depending on the results of games tomorrow. So anyway, it's a good spot to be in, up 3-2 with you still have home ice, even if you stumble up in San Jose.
Thanks for the time, Bob.
Okay, Ted.